Welcome to Keys of the Kingdom. I'm Brother Gregory, and we're going to talk about the Kingdom of God, and specifically baptism. We talked about the baptism of water of John the Baptist, where you came out of the water confessing your sins, which was covetousness, and now you are going to take care of one another through faith, hope, and charity in the perfect law of liberty, so that if your neighbor did not have enough clothing, he didn't have a coat, and you had two coats, you would share. You would do the same in meats. You would be there for one another. They had to organize themselves into the tens, hundreds, and thousands, which we see them doing at Pentecost eventually, but they were already practicing this righteous way of Moses and of Jesus Christ with John the Baptist. He was laying the groundwork. Jesus came and continued the same process. When you got the baptism of Jesus Christ, you were opting out of the social welfare system set up by Herod, and also set up, if you were a Roman, set up by Augustus Caesar. You were now going to operate in a social welfare system based entirely on that faith, hope, and charity, and the perfect law of liberty. Not entitlements, but love. And this would make you strong, while the other one would make you merchandise. One would curse you and your children with debt. It would give men power to eat up your treasury until there was nothing left to take care of you. And you had abandoned the community so that the community no longer even knew how to take care of itself. There was no hue and cry in the community. All this came about because they changed the social welfare system that had been set up by Moses through the Levites, where you chose your minister, you tithed to him according to his service. That's what it says, according to his service. He's doing a good job, you give to him. He's not doing a good job, you give to somebody else. You were free. You were at liberty. And your government was supported by free will offerings, which meant it was elder-driven. The heads of families gave the nation its strength, and it drew ministers of service. But every time they strayed from that, they had problems. So this is what John was setting up. This is what Christ continued to set up. And then we talked about the baptism of fire, which is actually gets into more of the spiritual side. But you can't get to the spiritual side until you repent, turn around. That's what repentance means. And go this other way, this way of Christ, which is a righteous way of taking care of one another through faith, hope, and charity in the perfect law of liberty. When you start walking in that way, then you can eventually come into one accord and be blessed with the power of the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit is your teacher. He is now, and he is telling you something's wrong. And I am telling you, and I'm bearing witness, that you're right, something's wrong. Something's wrong in the way we view the teachings of Christ. Because the modern church has more in common with the Pharisees than they do with Christ. Oh, they use the words. They may even use some of the rituals. But the Pharisees were baptizing. They were baptizing people into the temple of Judea, where they depended upon them for their social welfare in that government temple. But their Corbin was making the word of God to none effect because it was based not on love, but on force. And Christ was saying that you were not to be that way. So, there is also this special baptism that Jesus talks about in Mark 10:37. We see, they said unto him, grant unto us that we may sit one on thy right hand. They knew he was a king. They knew he was setting up a kingdom. He said he was going to take it from the Pharisees, and appointed to those who would bear fruit that showed repentance worthy of the kingdom. Fruit worthy of that repentance. He says, but Jesus said unto them, ye know not what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with? Washed with the, what baptism is he talking about? He was already baptized, wasn't he, down at the river, right? You know, and he came up, and the dove, and the descending you know, cloven flyer we talked about on the other show and how that all worked together. And they said unto him, we can. And Jesus said unto them, ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of. He knew that they would be baptized in blood. They would be martyred. Those particular ones, they would suffer like he was suffering, going to suffer with the crucifixion. And that's another baptism, a baptism of service in the face of adversity. And he said that they would. They didn't understand yet, which is often the way it is in the kingdom, that God shows you something you may not understand for years exactly what he showed you. But that's the Holy Spirit. That's the way he teaches. Then all of a sudden you have that epiphany. Oh my gosh, that's what that meant. And we have many of those at his holy church on a regular basis. But he says, but to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give. Why not? He's the king. But it shall be given unto them to whom it is prepared. How is that given? It's actually given through the Holy Spirit. But who is going to sit on this left and right hand? You get to decide. But you only decide wisely if you are really operating with the Holy Spirit. And you will only receive the Holy Spirit if you repent and seek the righteousness of God and his kingdom, his benefits, his ways. But he says the 10 heard it. Now you had these two over here out of the 12 that were saying we want to sit on the left and right. And the other two, 10 that heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to him and said unto them, ye know, because he's now going to try to make peace with them so that they begin to understand how you find out who's going to be on the left and the right hand. Who's going to be the minister on the left hand and the right hand of Christ's government? He's going to tell them now. But Jesus called them unto him and said, you know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. Now, in other Gospels, like Luke, it talks about benefactors who exercise authority one over the other. But he's talking about Gentiles, the other nations. But with Christ, he's not talking about a government like that. He's talking about a different kind of government. A lot of people think that Christ, you know, didn't come and establish his kingdom. He is. He says there in Luke, I appoint unto you a kingdom. He says that I'm going to take the kingdom away from you guys and I'm going to give it to other guys who will bear fruit. Talks about fruit based on this repentance, this doing things the other way. They had a Corban that was exercising authority one over the other. And he's saying, no, you have to have a Corban based on free will offerings, just like the Old Testament. We call that charity. And he says, these benefactors who exercise authority, but so shall it not be among you. You're not to do that. If you're a Christian, if you're following Christ, you're not looking to benefactors of any nation who exercises authority one over the other to bless you. You only want to be blessed by people who freely choose to give. This will strengthen your society. You know, like in Sodom and Gomorrah, what was the sin? In a time of affluence, they did not strengthen the poor. They weakened them. What does it look like when you weaken the poor? Have you been to Detroit? You give, you give, you give, and they become weak and weak and weaker. Weaker in morality, weaker in character, and that's what's happened in America. What made America great is gone. It can be reawakened, but you have to repent and seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So he goes on to say, but so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you, those guys on the left hand and the right hand side, shall be your ministers, your servants. So you're not electing rulers, arche, guys who exercise authority one over the other. You're electing servants to 10 families get together, the elders of those families, the heads of those families, choose a minister. And they give to him, and they say, you divide this bread, this Eucharist, amongst us according to our need. We give it to you freely because we believe that you're a man of God, and you will decide wisely. And then that minister gets together with 9 other ministers and does the same for when there are big disasters and you have to become the faith emergency ministry auxiliary of God. And you're electing leaders, but they're servants. They only receive from you when you choose to give to them. If they do a bad job, give to another. You tithe to them according to their service. That's what it says in the Old Testament. If they don't provide the service, you don't give to them. So in the early church, they had bishops. But they weren't bishops who exercised authority and say, you get this priest, you get this priest, you do this, this is what you're supposed to believe, here's our doctrines. You only have the doctrines of Christ. But you have a bishop, but the bishop is an overseer. He sees and he helps guide you together and say, hey, you know, these guys over here need some help. This is a minister of 10 ministers. And the guys over here, they need some help. And the guys over here, they need some help. But these guys over here, they don't need any more help. They got it covered. So now he's helping you redistribute because he's a man of service, but he's also a leader, but he's not a ruler. He can't force you to do that. He tells this minister they need some more funds. That minister either sends it or he doesn't send it because he has that choice. And his elders of his congregation, they either give to him or they don't give to him. But they have the choice. This is the liberty that sets you free. When you are willing to lay down your life for one another, love your neighbor as yourself, then when you are willing to forgive, not force your neighbor, not take a bite out of one another, then you will be free. If you want to be free, join us at the Living Network. Join us at His Holy Church. Join the local groups in your area. You don't become members, you become participators in seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And until then, may peace be upon your house, and may God be with you. God bless.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother Gregory, including services, counseling, lectures, books, and other audio materials, please write to His Church at Summer Lake, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. You can also find us on the web at hisholychurch.net.